Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Come on, baby.
It's Christy McVay bringing us back, part of the Fleetwood Mac group. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Also, if you go to jimblasingame.com, you'll find both of my new books, The Third Ingredient and The Age of the Customer, both of those award-winning books. Pam Harper is our guest, our good friend. She's the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, one of our top management experts in the Brain Trust, and co-host of Growth Igniters Radio. Pam, thanks again for being here. We're talking about happiness. And, you know, that I talk about happiness with other people on the show, Pam. We're usually trying to find a way to be realistic about being happy. And one of the comments that comes up from time to time in our discussion is it my responsibility as an employer to make my employees happy? What do you think?
I think that it is a joint responsibility. In other words, it is the responsibility of an employer to create an environment where people can do meaningful work and make contributions, which is a large part of, in my experience, why people don't feel happy. But at the same time, I think that people come in and they have this unrealistic expectation of what happiness at work should look like. Mm-hmm. And my big thing is, yes, of course, if it's a good fit, you're going to love your job. There are going to be days when it's going to be amazing, but there are going to be a lot of days when it's going to be crazy and it's not going to feel good. And we have to be.
And you have to suck it up, right? Put your big boy and girl pants on and deal with it.
Well, what I am saying is that we need to work together so that it isn't one or the other's responsibility. It's everybody's responsibility. And so one of the big things when I work with companies and I'm talking with people, one of the big things is to recognize that everybody wears their stress differently.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I hear is people say, oh, on the front lines, all those people at the top, they're fat and happy, and they don't understand me. But at the same time, I see people at the top all the time when I'm working with top leaders.
They're stressed, too.
In the company, completely. And everybody.
Well, and also, I'd like to remind people that it's at one point, more than likely, those people at the top were down where you are now, right now. I mean, they were there. They paid their dues. You know, that's the thing. That's one of the things.
Nobody, and everybody has different accountabilities and responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And so my call is for one of compassion for starters. It's to recognize that everybody is dealing with this together. And if you can make that first leap to say that everybody is feeling this, but differently, that is the beginning. And then there's more, but we can
talk
about that.
Well, my thinking on this, Pam, is an employer of Gen X and millennials. My attitude is I'm responsible for providing you with productive work, with work that makes you feel productive and give you the responsibility and the authority so that you can feel fulfilled. I hope if you can't fulfilled in the job I give you, then you need to, if I don't have another one, you need to go somewhere else. I can't help that. This is the best I've got.
Or you need to bring it up to your employer, Jim.
Well,
you need to bring it up and talk about that.
But my point is the job that they take is the one that I'm giving them. I provide them with a safe environment. I pay them what I feel like is a competitive rate. I treat them with respect, and I'll listen to their concerns, but I will not deal with their whining. No whining. There's no crying in baseball. There's no whining in business. I won't put up with whining. And I won't put up with people having some expectations that are unrealistic, like, or not understanding how business works. Pam, I had an employee one time who came to work at 9 and left at 5. She came in, she got here at 9, she left at 5, and we found out she was taking an hour at lunch. She thought 9 to 5 meant taking, that included an hour off.
Okay, so Jim, what you're pointing out is that when there is a gap in expectations between employer and employee, that is something that has to be worked out. That's a perfect example. And so people have to work as a team. You know, it's not.
But she was indignant. She was indignant when I told her, you know, that you don't get to do that. But there are things we can do. There are things we can do, I think, to make adjustments for the younger generations. And I've done that. I've made several adjustments that fit them. But there are certain things that I'm non-negotiable about. And I think every manager. If there are things that you believe are non-negotiable about doing work in your business, if that doesn't make your employees happy, I think you should tell them to deal with that. I'm a tough love guy.
Everybody has to be able to work it out. You have to identify the gaps in expectations and then begin to communicate, and I say that with capital C, communicate in a way that's going to begin to work it out realistically.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also think one way to be happy in business is to have fun doing your work. I think that's something that maybe we can include in our discussion when we come back after the break, Pam, because I tell my new employees, folks, we have fun here. We don't do it. And I tell them we take ourselves, we take our work very seriously. We don't take ourselves very seriously. And I'm going to get your thoughts on having fun after we come back after the break. Pam Harper, ladies and gentlemen. Pam, I need your website quickly, please.
It's businessadvance.com and growthignitersradio.com.
There you go, folks. Check those out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.